Morning.
Good morning, Your Honor. Colin Robinson, Petoskey, Stang, Zeal, and Jones on behalf of the Woodbridge Liquidation Trust. Your Honor, we have one item on the agenda today, but before I begin, and I'm sorry, Your Honor, I'm joined by Jonathan Weiss of Cleet, Hughes, and Bognoff and Stern, who's joining us telephonically. Your Honor, we have one item on the agenda, but before I begin, I believe this is the first hearing we have post-effective date, so I just wanted to give you a very brief overview of where we stand post-effective date.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor. So, Your Honor, as you know, the effective date occurred on February 15th. And really, I'll kind of work backwards. The most recent event, which we think is really the most key event, is that an initial distribution, as that was provided notice of in the effective date notice, went out to allowed claims late last week. So this was the first initial distribution from the liquidation trust to allowed claimants. We think it was a seminal event, considering where the case started in December of 2017. And
seems like it was just yesterday.
Yes, Your Honor, it does. It does. We sped through it. But from our perspective, it was a big event. A lot of people have been patient, have been waiting for that, are still calling in asking about it. U.S. mail takes a little longer sometimes, but it did go out last week, and that was a very big event. So, Your Honor, the Supervisory Trust Board was formed as part of the Liquidation Trust. Its chosen counsel, the Petoskey, Stang, Zeal, and Jones firm is Liquidation Trust Counsel, along with the Cleet, Hughes, and Bognoff and Stern firm is handling certain finite matters as long as their role is counsel to the wind-down entities, the two remaining debtors in the case. As far as the trust, we started the process of seeking to claw back monies from preferential transfers, or what we call so net winners. That process started last week. There's a large sum we think we'll be able to bring back to also hopefully distribute down the road. The wind-down entity, led by Mr. Chin, continues to work on the liquidation of the assets, which is the real property. That's going well, subject to the real estate market. The other key event happening behind the scenes is that, as Your Honor may recall, I believe Mr. Petoskey and Mr. Tuchin have talked about many times at other hearings, part of the global settlement included that the trust would be registered or the trust interests would be registered with the SEC. That process is ongoing. The time frame is reasonably practicable. I think we're looking near the end of the summer for that to occur. But that's moving forward as quickly as we can. Your Honor, we, from an informational standpoint, I believe it was Thursday or Friday, kind of in line with the distributions, we transitioned our creditors committee website over to a liquidation trust website, which a standalone website now, which is at www.woodbridgeliquidationtrust.com or woodbridgeLT.com. And that's going to be the main source of information besides calls that we take. To give updates to the beneficiaries of the trust as we move forward. And, Your Honor, just where you might see us in the next few omnibus hearings is, as you saw, we have several omnibus hearings. We're kind of procedurally cleaning up items in terms of where the payments are supposed to be sent. You know, a creditor, which we'll deal with today with Ms. Turiot's claim, the claimant will say, oh, it comes to me, but it actually, our records reflected, should go to the IRA. So that's really what will be on the agenda, we think, going forward. With some related adversary proceedings we're also pursuing. So, Your Honor, unless you have any questions, I was going to jump to the remaining matter on the agenda.
just a couple.
Sure.
Is the claimant, I'll note for the record that no one other than court staff and you are in the courtroom, and Ms. Turi does not appear on the telephone sign-in list. So I was curious about whether there have been any discussions with her.
Your Honor, had. So there was, Mr. Weiss personally spoke to Ms. Turiot several times. There was also, if Your Honor, I can approach, there was an email we sent that she didn't respond to last week when we filed the reply, inviting her to reach back out, and also if we could help her appear telephonically. I can, Your Honor, approach show you.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And, Your Honor, I can confirm I haven't received any voicemails from Mrs. Turiot myself.
Okay.
So from our perspective, we feel we've made every effort to, and to be clear, Your Honor, before we even filed a reply, there was discussions with Mrs. Turiot as to why the liquidation trust was taking the actions it needed to take and the basis for that. And she still, you know, stood by her, as you know, she filed a letter of objection.
I read it.
Yep. So that's where we are. And then after we filed, you know, the reply, we had the email exchange with her also. And I'm not aware of any response. Mr. Weiss and I have spoken at length many times. We speak every day. No response to Mr. Weiss either.
Did the trust file a claim?
I'm sorry, did the trust file a claim? I don't believe the liquidation trust has. I have to check. I don't know if that's part of the plan, actually, that the trust would have a claim.
No.
Oh.
The trust of which she's a beneficiary.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I'd have to check.
I was curious about that.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. It would be easy enough to find out by taking a quick look at the claims register. But I believe, as we reflected in the papers, she personally filed the claim, and I'm not aware that MainStar, which is the IRA, filed a claim.
No, and the proposed order directs that the claim be amended to be in the name of the trust, if I remember correctly.
I'm taking a look right now, Your Honor. That's correct. But that's the idea being, Your Honor, that is the claim in the name of the trust, because that is, as we said in the reply, and I think that is where the note is, with the trust, not with Mrs. Turiot.
No, and I've reviewed the documents, and okay. They support the position that you're taking.
Okay.
So, especially in the absence of her joining by telephone, but in light of the review of the documents, which include the promissory note and the form of collateral assignment, it's clear that the trust, not her individually, is the party to the transaction between the Woodbridge entity and the lender here. So for those reasons, I'm prepared to grant the relief that's been requested.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Do you have a form of order for me?
Yes, I do, Your Honor. May I approach?
Yes. That order has been signed. I thank you for the update. Is there anything else that we need to talk about today?
No, Your Honor. That was all that was on the agenda. Unless Your Honor had any questions, it's all the trust had to present.